Well, I know what we're talking about today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We're talking about your summer plans. That's right. We want to hear all the details of your summer vacations and things you're going to be doing that are special, making memories. Why? Because we care. And that's what it's all about today on Take Two. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher and you. You're the key person. You're the one we want to hear from. So tell us your summer plans. Please share with us. Right, Jerry?
Summertime, summertime.
Yeah, the songs. I was singing the same song this morning.
In the summertime, Jerry, Mungo Jerry, one of my favorites. Yeah, anything and everything summer today. We're talking summer breaks, vacations. Maybe you're just going to be stuck at work. Maybe you thought you were going to get out of school for the summer, but you decided to take some summer courses. What are your plans for the summer? We're probably a lot of you are into summer break already, perhaps, but we're about 2 weeks away from the actual start, the official start of summer. But we want to know what you have on the schedule for your summer coming up. 833-288-3986. The reason Debbie goes is we're not being nosy today. The reason is we want to know, we're going to pick the people we want to go with this summer. So
exactly.
You got to call in the coolest summer plans. Debbie and I are going to join you if that's okay.
We're inviting ourselves. Or we actually live vicariously through you because we love you guys so very much. We are a family. If you're listening to this show, you are part of the Take Two family. Please tell us your summer plans. Maybe it involves going on a pilgrimage or a retreat or some sacred site that you would like to share with the world. Now is the time to call in because Matt is ready, willing, and able to answer your call at 833-288-3986. I love summer. I just, you know, the schedules for kids nowadays, they have like these year-round school and partial year-round. But we did it the old-fashioned way. Remember, Jerry, where we got off the whole summer? It was what, like 2.5 months? Wasn't that like 2.5 months, something like that? Because we didn't go back till after Labor Day, right?
Yeah, it was longer than it is now.
Yeah, and it just felt so great to be off and then to have all these plans. Like when I was growing up in New Jersey, it was big to just get together every single day at the community pool and all different places just to hang out with friends. And I don't know, what did you do in the Pacific Northwest?
Tried to stay out of the rain. Hey, but you know, getting back to inviting ourselves with the Take Two family, it's really no joke. You know the Take Two family, Debbie, as well as I do. Mm-hmm. We would get a lot of serious offers to go with people. So we're just kidding on that, folks. Sort of, but anyway.
Not really.
Lines are filling up here. 833-288-3986. Yeah, or you can post on social media. Maybe you're a snowbird. Are you a snowbird and you've gone back to maybe a northern part of the country or the world after spending the winter months down south somewhere? Love to hear from snowbirds and just find out about how you kind of manage all of that and plan all that out. 833-288-3986.
So, you know, you make a really good point. What about international travel? I know there's been a lot of caution for traveling internationally that was put forth by the government and stuff like that because of, you know, things that are happening around the world with wars and things like that and things that are just really difficult to navigate in some of these countries. But maybe you have plans for an international big summer vacation and you're like, oh, you know, maybe you need extra prayers. We'll happily put you in the prayer book. What do you say, Jer?
Indeed, absolutely. So get a hold of us here with your summer plans. We would love to hear. A lot of people will get ideas from what you share on the program. It's the way it always works here. Let's jump in right away because the lines are so busy. Let's go to Doug in East Brunswick, New Jersey, watching today, on YouTube, the video stream. Hi, Doug.
Hi,
welcome.
Doug.
Oh, hello. It's great to be on the show. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure. What are we doing this summer?
Well, we have the plans kind of evolved over the last few months. It started off with my son is planning to get married next year, so we figured it'd be one more family vacation. And we've never been, at least my son and I, have never been out of the country, so we're going to London in July and looking forward to that. And then we found out I have three grown children, including my son who's getting married, and my oldest lives in Colorado, and she's expecting her second child. Aww. And we have a granddaughter who's three. She was born during COVID, so we didn't get to see her until she was a couple of months old. So this time we all work in the school system, so I'm done with summer school in July. We're going to go to London, and almost as soon as we get back to New Jersey, head out to Colorado and hopefully be with my daughter and her family for the birth of her second child. So we're excited about all these plans and hope it all works out.
I guess. Oh, yeah. Too bad, Doug. Not much to look forward to this summer.
I was going to say the same thing.
Wow, that's several summers all wrapped up into one.
That's right.
Yeah,
making up for lost time. So. Mm-hmm.
I totally agree, Doug. How beautiful all the things you get to experience as a family, and I love that. So I'm sure you're going to take a lot of pictures, right?
Definitely, right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is so beautiful. Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say while I'm on too, I've been listening to your show for about a year and a half, and I love the show. Usually I catch it late at night after work on the podcast, and now with an alternate summer schedule, I'm able to catch it live, and I just find it so refreshing. I enjoy listening to both of you and everybody who calls in from the Take Two family. It's that you do a great service to us all. I really appreciate it.
Oh,
well,
thanks, Doug.
Thanks for being part of the Take Two family.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say. Thank you so much for the kind words. And East Brunswick, New Jersey. I used to play golf all around East Brunswick, New Jersey. I'm from West Caldwell, Doug.
Oh, okay. West Caldwell. That's right. I remember you mentioning that. Yeah. My wife and I are originally from New York, but we've been in East Brunswick for about 35 years now.
Nice.
So, and we love it. So, great state.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And great pizza, too.
Yeah, you've got our prayers for, of course, safety in your travels, Doug, all of you and the delivery of the baby and the weddings and everything coming up. Have a fantastic summer and call again anytime, okay? We'd love to hear from you and maybe find out how this stuff went for you this summer.
Right.
Thank you, Doug.
And I put everybody in the prayer book. His whole family's in the prayer book. So, good.
Okay,
good.
Great.
What a beautiful call to start off the summer plan show.
That's right. We have one line open now, 833-288-3986. What are your summer plans? What are you doing? Going somewhere? Staying home? Getting married? Somebody else getting married? Making a trip? Going to school? We'd love to hear what you have planned for this summer. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. Make it a great one today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN. Make it a great show, that is, with your takes on summer plans. We started with Doug. We've got another Doug coming up, a Christina, a Nicola, a Hillary. And we'd love to have you take that last open phone line at 833-288-3986. EWTN Religious Catalog is something you really should bookmark on your laptop, your home computer, on your phone. You can go to the EWTN app for that. But the EWTN Religious Catalog has many lovely rosaries to aid your prayer life. And here's another one that is an exclusive EWTN design. It's the St. Anthony Brown Wood Bead Rosary. All right, it's a handsome rosary consisting of large oval Italian brown wood for the beads and a pewter crucifix and a full-color picture medal of St. Anthony in the center. Made in the USA by skilled New England artisans. Mm-hmm. It's packaged in a deluxe burgundy velour gift box. Available now at EWTNRC.com, where you always get free standard shipping for online orders of $75 or more in the continental U.S. Just use the code FREE when you check out.
Okay, so we're going to get back to the phones. We do have full phone lines. We're going to get to Christina next. Christina, hold on just a second. I just want to share my two summer plans because in case time runs out for the show, because Jerry will get a kick out of this second one because he loves airplanes. And I know he's going to be super jealous that I get to go to this place and he's not going to be there and he's not invited. Okay, no, you're invited, Jerry.
Okay.
You could. Okay.
Okay.
The first trip is Marty's birthday. Marty, my husband is turning 60 this year.
Wow.
He is 60.
Milestone.
Mm-hmm. This year, July 3rd. And so, of course, I have to take him to the high country to see the fireworks that he thinks are for his birthday. So no one tell him it's for Independence Day. He thinks it's for him. But we're going to be celebrating his 60th. And I'm super excited about that. And then Adam Bly and I are going to get to go to Houston, Texas, July 13th for the Guadalupe Radio Network Summer Speaker Series. And Jerry, it is so cool. We're having it at the Lone Star Flight Museum.
Oh, how cool.
It's where these vintage planes are going to move them aside. And we're going to have this big event with all talking about angels and demons and everything in between, spiritual warfare and all sorts of things. We're going to be talking about flying high with the angels, you know, all sorts of things. We're going to tie it all into the flight museum, and then we're going to have hors d'oeuvres and drinks and fun time together. And I'm so excited to be in Houston. So folks, if you're in Houston area or in driving distance, or you can fly in, it's Saturday, July 13th. Just check it out at grnonline.com. But I thought you'd get a kick out of it, Jerry. I'm going to take pictures with me next to these vintage planes.
Great, great. Wonder. Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Let's find out what more of you are doing for the summer. Speaking of Texas, Christina is in Dallas listening on our good friends at the Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Christina.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Happier now that you called.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah. So what's up for the summer?
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Yes, yes. This is Christina calling in, and you were asking about our vacation plans?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so I, for the summer, I am very excited because I'm finally going to, after raising five kids and then taking care of two grandmas during COVID, and I've got in kind of an empty nest, and I'm going to take out some money from my IRA, and we're traveling. We're going to go to England and get on a cruise ship with my sister and her husband, and go up to see the Norwegian Fjords and the Arctic Circle. And then after the cruise, we're all flying to Casablanca for her son's wedding in Morocco. So it's going to be a very exotic and exciting time for us.
Well, you were probably listening to us banter, Christina, at the start of the show about which of the summer plans Debbie and I were going to invite ourselves on. I think you just won, because I don't know that we could do a whole lot better than this. This just sounds absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
What do you think, Debbie?
Yeah, I think it's amazing. Are you preparing ahead of time, like what things to bring, what things to wear? Because you've got all this different kind of, you know, you're going into several different cultures. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Yes, I'm making sure I'm taking some warmer clothes for the Norway portion.
Right.
And then a much lighter one for Morocco. Yes, and it's going to be a traditional Moroccan wedding. And
that's what I was going to ask you.
My husband was in the military, and he traveled a lot, so he has got me several different items of clothing from the Arabic world, so I've already got something I can wear for the wedding. I'm like, yay.
Wow. That's what I was going to ask you, is a traditional Moroccan wedding. So, yeah, wow. Talk about having great pictures, Christina. You're going to have some amazing pictures. Very vibrant, I presume.
Well, any lockdowns happen after that, at least I'll have a lot of memories.
That's right. Well, as we said with Doug and all of you today, wherever you're going for summer, safe travels. Our prayers go with you, Christina. It sounds fantastic. Thanks for sharing that and uplifting us today on the program. We appreciate it. 833-288-3986. We're talking about kind of sharing our summer plans. Summer is a couple weeks away, but if you're going somewhere or doing something special this summer, you've already been planning this for a while, for sure. So we want to hear about it. Hillary is in Florida listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Hillary.
Hi.
And welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So for our summer plans as a family, one of the biggest things is I'm resigning from work at the end of July to stay home with our boys. We have a 2-year-old and a 10-month-old.
Wow.
So, nice.
That'll be a big change for us, but we're really excited. And then we're going to, in August, do like a big road trip, and we're going to go see my sister in Georgia, and they're expecting their first baby in November. We're going to have her baby shower then in August, and then we're going to go up to the Michigan, Indiana area and see like all of my husband's family. So that'll be really fun.
Oh, wow. So Michigan in the summertime is absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when Jerry and I used to go to, remember Traverse City, Michigan?
Traverse City. I was just thinking about that.
Oh, I could live there. If I had like $2 million, I would totally live there. It's absolutely gorgeous. But you're going to have such a blast. When is the baby due in November? Do we have a date for the November baby?
November 6th.
Oh, November 6th.
Close. Yeah, Debbie's birthday is the 9th.
Yeah. Yeah, my anniversary is the 7th, so I'll remember the baby coming. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's a great time. November babies are so cool because they're kind of, they end up being like sort of the oldest in the class each year, because I was like the oldest, and it depends on where, when they, you know, the parents register the child. But I was the oldest, so I was always like kind of a little bit ahead of everybody else because I was, you know, almost a year older than everyone. So that's kind of cool. Do we know what we're having, a girl or boy?
It's a boy, and the name is Brando, as in like Brandon, but without the N.
Okay,
wow,
Brando.
Cool.
Nice.
That is cool.
That's kind of a cool name. Yeah.
Yeah, you won't see a lot of people with that name. It'll be kind of unique. Mm-hmm. I like that. All right,
very
Hillary.
Nice.
Thank you. Bless you. Be safe. Have a great time where you're going with the summer. I'm going on this mental road trip right
Me
now
too.
On this show.
Yeah. A virtual. We're going on virtual road trips in our imagination right now because of the Take-Two family. You guys are so good at giving the details. You're amazing. But it does make me want to go. Like, it seems like everybody's going to England, Scotland, and Ireland right now. Have you noticed that? Yeah, I have several friends that, one is in Ireland right now. Dave Palmer from Guadalupe Radio Network. He's in Ireland right now. Another friend, Ken, just got back from Ireland. I mean, it's really very popular right now, that area.
Yeah, my parish in California before I moved here, the deacon, he and his wife, they actually met a priest over there. I think he's a monk maybe, but he just they met him on their first trip over there. He took time out to show them all over Ireland and everything.
Really?
And so they've been going back year after year. This was many years ago. So I've got to go to Ireland sometime.
I do too. And maybe, you know, Marty's family, half his family's from Scotland, Ireland.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, so I would love to go back and see his mother's side of the family and their heritage. Okay, so where do you want to go next? We have a lot of action happening. This is almost as busy as a prayer show.
Katie in Decatur, Illinois, on Sirius XM 130 today. Hello, Katie. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Really appreciate it. My husband and I are celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary this summer, and we are going to the same town that we spent our honeymoon at. This place called Galena. It's in northern Illinois, like right over the border of Iowa. Mm-hmm. And the bed and breakfast that we stayed at isn't there anymore, but we are renting a treehouse.
Oh, wow.
For a few days. Yeah, there's a treehouse up there, which is really, really cool. We're very excited about that. Plus, he's tolerated me for 25 years, so he deserves a break. But then just like 25 minutes ago, I was informed that I got a full scholarship to the Eucharistic Congress in Indianapolis.
Nice. Nice.
So I was not able to go because we couldn't afford it. But now I get to go because I got a scholarship for it. So I'm really excited about that.
Very
that
cool.
Totally exciting. I think we have a tie now for the place I'd like to go this summer because the treehouse sounds like a lot of fun. I wanted to comment on the Eucharistic Congress, Katie, but the treehouses I see in my head are the ones we built when I was a kid. I would never sleep in one of those. So tell me about what kind of a treehouse you have that you're going to be able to sleep and be secure and knowing that you're not going to like fall out of the tree or something.
It's almost, it's like a house built up on stilts into the tree.
Oh, I got you. So it's supported by the stilts, yeah.
Yeah, so the tree is part, the house is built into the side of the tree.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
So the tree overflows, the leaves and the branches go over the top of the house, and it's up on stilts. So it's like they have merged the tree with the house. So it's a small house. It's not very big, but it's enough for two people. So we're very excited about
that. Does it have all the amenities Okay. Okay. So you have indoor plumbing and all that kind of stuff?
Yes. Yeah, okay. We do have that. They hooked it up really nicely, but it's a beautiful place, and it's in this apple orchard area up there in Galena. So it's going to be beautiful, and we just decided we wanted a couple of days just away from everybody and everything.
Well, you and your husband are going to have I can feel it, a blessed anniversary. Yeah. I feel that. And I just think that is the coolest idea to celebrate your anniversary. I put you and your husband in the book. Do you feel comfortable, Katie, giving us his first name? Because it just says Katie and husband.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. His name is Jeff.
Jeff? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, tell Jeff. I think that's a cool. Who came up with the idea, you or Jeff?
It was kind of a pro thing. We were looking for places to stay in Galena because we wanted to go back there, and that was one of the places that popped up, and we thought that would be just a really cool idea to do something different.
Nice.
So,
I've seen
the city.
Yeah, I've seen those on TV and those programs that they have with like that show, Jerry, that's called like Real Unique Houses or something like that, and it's so Yeah, I loved it. I loved watching it. And the people just looked so relaxed and very happy there.
Yeah, it's like a beautiful place. So we're very excited.
Cool.
Good deal, Katie. Awesome. Well, I'm a latecomer to the Eucharistic Congress, too. My parish here in Florida sending 17 people. And just about a month ago, I said to my pastor, hey, you know, I'd really like to go if I can. And somebody pulled out, and there was a registration available. So I got it.
Wow.
And I'm looking forward to going. So it's going to be an awesome, awesome
event.
Maybe
you'll meet Katie.
Yeah. hopefully among tens of thousands of other people who are going to be there. Have a great time, Katie, doing everything you're going to do this summer. And thanks for weighing in on the show today. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Thanks, Katie. Send us pictures of the treehouse. That's really cool. I love our Take-Two family. You guys are amazing. Look at you go. You love to have fun. That's why I think Jerry and I really love to hang out with you. Okay, the number to dial if you want to tell us your summer plans, 833-288-3986. And I just got a text message from somebody in the Houston area, said they will be at the event that I'm going to be at. So that's exciting. See, everybody is coming together and joining up. You're going to go to the Eucharistic Congress, see how everybody kind of meets up with each other. That's wonderful. That's the way a family should operate.
Yeah. Well, we got to get the Take-Two family together again someplace, somewhere, sometime before too long. So
yes,
those are always a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We've got some social media here. If you're on the line, hang on, because we got a lot of you to get to. And we're asking you about your hopefully joy-filled, happy-to-be summer plans this summer. If you'd like to join that last open line there, it's 833-288-3986. As I said, a lot of people watching the video stream on YouTube and Facebook, so we wave at you wonderful folks there. You're a super part of the Take-Two family. And Dorothy is watching on Facebook, and Dorothy says, for my summer plans, well, really, I have none, just staying home with my cats as usual, but I would like to do something. And she's got an emoji with the person thinking. And she says, everyone's just got their own plans, jobs, and agendas. So, Dorothy, we'll pray that you get some very powerful enlightenment and inspiration from the Holy Spirit, and that you have a chance to do something really unique and fun and blessed this summer.
Do you know what I would recommend for in that case? I've told people this many times, and it's turned out to be quite extraordinary, is just to go and look up different parishes and go to different churches and check out their perpetual adoration, go check out some of their events, and some churches have really unique displays of relics and other things, and it's really neat. I told a nice lady that I worked with a couple years ago, and she did that in her area. She didn't realize that she had some sacred sites that were like unbelievable right in her area in Pennsylvania.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Like I said, we will get to you just momentarily here. We have Doug we're going to get to, and Wing Ling, and Nina, and Nicola, and Kathy, and Matt is also about ready to screen another phone line here. That would be the Matt Gubensky. He is our call screener on this show pretty much every day. We have the other members of the show team today in place. Rich Jesse is on social media, so he's monitoring the chats there on YouTube and Facebook. And Charles Beery is the producer of this show. We couldn't do this show without the show team, without the affiliates, and certainly not without you, the Take-Two family. So we're going to take more of your calls in just a minute. When we come back, we're looking forward to hearing about your summer plans today.
We're going to get back to your calls in just a moment. I just wanted to give you the number again. If you want to share your summer plans, you got to go quickly because we're halfway done with this very quick broadcast of Take Two, where we're talking all about our summer. Just great times that we're going to have, making memories, taking pictures, traveling to places, and we do it together as the family. 833-288-3986. And Jerry, tell me if you've done the same thing so far. In the 30 minutes that we've been doing this program, I've already written down a couple things that I want to do additional for this summer because of our Take Two family.
Yeah, well, not only do you share topic ideas for the show, but you share summer vacation ideas, too. Maybe you didn't know that, but that's kind of why we're doing the show today. Just kidding. Okay, let's go to Doug, who's been holding patiently. He is in Blooming Prairie, Minnesota. Stand Tall Doug, listening today. Hi, Doug. Welcome.
Hi, Doug.
Hi. Yeah. So, summer vacation, Not really sounding like vacation. My sister, she's in a hospice, and the last report was her time is just coming near. And so with a total of 9 siblings, that'll be a pretty big deal this summer. I'm kind of connecting it with I just heard your interview with Susan Tassone. And I got so excited. I thought, that's the answer. It's an easy to understand, a very colorful way to counter so much of the world's spirituality. Since once saved, always saved, and faith without work, the devil got a pretty good stronghold with that. And Susan Tassone's book seems like such a friendly, non-threatening way to challenge that idea.
Sure.
And, listening to Susan Brinkman and Jeanette, and all of this searching for spirituality, man, it's so simple. And I think in everybody's heart of hearts, we understand that faith without work just doesn't make any sense, and just a very shallow, cheap salvation of once saved, always saved, that just doesn't really make sense. And
well, I think, Doug, for the benefit of the listeners, Doug, I just want to point out, you're talking about an interview we did with Susan Tassone on, she's the Purgatory Lady.
Mm-hmm.
She has written recently a children's book on purgatory, and we had the opportunity to interview her. And I really can relate to what you're saying, Doug. It gives hope, it gives perspective when we understand purgatory, when we understand salvation in the proper way. But by the way, have you let us have your sister's name before, Doug, for the prayer book? Because we want to get the whole Take Two family storming heaven for her, for what may be the remainder of her life, but for all of you and your family. It sounds like you're all going to be impacted in some way by this.
Yeah, she's several states away, so the brothers didn't get there. I got 2 brothers yet, but remaining 6 sisters all got down there together, and we're just kind of all sitting here waiting for the inevitable. And so Debbie is the one that's soon to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had a sister, the oldest sister, another sister passed about 1.5 years ago. That was Vicky.
Mm-hmm. Vicky, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's the 9 of us still here. So
right. Well, Doug, you have such a big heart, and I, as Jerry was talking, and you were talking about Susan Tassone, her book, I just held up the book on the camera of her children's book on purgatory, and it can be found on EWTNRC.com. But Doug, you guys are in that waiting time and kind of preparing, and we're talking today about summer plans, and it's interesting that your call is coming in the middle of everybody lined up, ready to be on air with us. And I think this is a great reminder for all of us that we never know when God is going to call us home. So these special events, these special vacations, these special plans with family, we really need to cherish them, treasure them, honor them, be in the moment, and really enjoy the most that we can, because we don't know. You know, you're preparing for your sister's parting here and going into eternal life. But most people, they don't get that chance to prepare. You know, a lot of people don't. It comes on quickly sometimes. And so we should always be in that ready place of just appreciating life right now. And Doug, we have Debbie, your sister, Vicky as well, and your whole family in our prayer book. We love you to pieces, Doug. And so please definitely keep us updated.
Okay, yes, thank you. We all love vacations, and partying in God's grace is the ultimate vacation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Amen.
You're a good brother, Doug. We love you a lot. Thanks for being part of the family. And we look forward to the next time you call. You always have such beautiful insights and things to share on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie from beautiful Blooming Prairie, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Okay, we're going to go. We got a lot of full phone lines here, so we're talking summer plans on Take Two today. And in Texas, Wing Ling is listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Wing Ling. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Are you there, Wing Ling? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for
waiting.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah. This is me, right, for Wing Ling, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I love to hear your soul. The reason I call, because earlier I just turned on the radio and I heard something about what we have to plan for the summer.
Yeah.
So I just want to share that our family, four of us, we'll join with a Dominican lady group, a church. We're going to go to France, and we're going to travel to Italy.
Nice. Wow. What? Is this your first time to Italy?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. You're going to love it.
Yeah, and I thank God so much that because my husband kind of like workaholic. He rarely take off work to go to places, and I pray, and I think God gives us a gift this time that he agreed to go with our two teenagers and with the other group of almost 50, you know, the total is 54 of us. So I know it's going to be a really good experience and everything.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Wow. Yeah, that is amazing. Well, I put you in the book for the summer travels, for safe travels. Please let us know and share with us the details when you get back. Wow, you're going to some just beautiful, mm-hmm. sacred areas of the world. And if you can remember, please take the Take Two Family Intentions with you. We would really appreciate it.
I will, because we go to France, like we go to Lourdes to see Our Lady of Lourdes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
And then we're going to pass by, like, the Lycée of France to see St. Little, mm-hmm. Teresa, Child of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. And then we go to Mont St. Michael in France. And, you know, the one that I'm hoping my children and we can go is that go to Italy and go to Rome to attend. Hopefully that we can like see the Pope of our Holy Father,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And hopefully I'm dreaming if I can just like, you know, touching or shaking hand. But if not, if I'm just be in the building, that is a grace and blessing enough, you know. So
sure,
please
is.
Pray for us too.
Yeah, sure is. Well, you've got a lot to look forward to there, Wing Ling, and thank you for you know, blessing us with, like Debbie said, we'll be praying, and please take all of the Take Two family with you, especially to Lourdes, for all of our Take Two family members who might be ill or battling infirmities or dying or anything like that, and please remember to pray for all of us there when you're in Lourdes and also
Saint
in Italy.
Therese. Yeah. Wow.
Thanks for calling. God bless you. Have a beautiful day.
Yes.
God bless you, Paul.
Thank you. Call us again, please. Wow, what a great call. Now I do want to go back to, I have my passport up to date. And now I want to do some international travel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, this is really getting me excited. I want to go back to Italy. I think that would be fun.
Yeah, sure would.
Portugal,
yeah.
Too. Okay.
Well, maybe we'll get that trip to Carlo Acutis's canonization
I
next
know.
Year.
We'll we've got to plan that.
Pray for that. Take Two Family, pray for that. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're listening to your summer plans and just... getting totally jealous here, but that's okay. Nicola in Springfield, Missouri, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Nicola. Welcome.
Hi. I really love your show. I wanted to tell you that straight off. This summer is my first grandchild's first birthday, and so we're going to be traveling to Atlanta to enjoy that. And on the way, we're going to be taking my son to grad school in Fairfax.
Nice.
Super excited about the program that he's in. He's very excited. And our big thing is going to the Eucharistic Congress, which is also very exciting. And then one more thing is my second grandson is getting baptized on July 5th, and we're having lots of family in town staying at our house, and just a bunch of, like, small things, but it's all together amazing. So we're super excited about this summer.
Wow. Are you going as a family to the Eucharistic Congress or just individuals?
No, because my kids are grown. We're going, my husband and I and some friends from church are going to the Eucharistic Congress, and also the pilgrimage goes through Missouri.
Right,
and
that's
so we're
going to
hook up with it. Yeah, yeah. When it passes Kansas City a little bit east, then we're going to hook up with them, and we're going to do a 9-mile stretch there the 1st of July. So we're going to catch up with them and do a little. I'm so excited about that. It sounds crazy, but it's like, oh, it's going to be so cool.
No, that's what I was going to ask you, because I just read about it going through your city, and I actually just got Holy Spirit chills when you said that. You're going to have such an extraordinary time on that 9-mile, the path together doing that. I think that is so going to be filled with grace. I sense that as we come together, and especially in this movement, you know, this. It's so funny, but we are pilgrims on a journey. We're meant to move. And when we process, you see a lot of that in Europe, Jerry, all the processions. Mm-hmm. I just think it's so beautiful. And I think it honors God in a very unique way. So I'm so happy you're doing that.
And heaven, would you also pray for my little John Isaac is the one getting baptized. And he's such a blessing, and we're so grateful for him. So
definitely.
If you'll pray for him, I would appreciate that.
Absolutely.
For sure. For
Put
sure.
Put them in the book. Yep. That's on July 5th.
Yes. Thank
okay.
you.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, Nicola. Bless you.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Wow.
Everybody's going to the Eucharistic Congress. Now I totally feel left out. I was going to go, but then, I totally feel left out. You're going for sure the whole time?
I am. Yeah. Yeah.
You are. Okay.
Getting there the day before, leaving the day after. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Nina in New Jersey, Sirius XM 130. Look at New Jersey go today. Hi, Nina. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. I love your show. I'm so excited for this summer. My fifth grandchild is getting baptized this summer, and my fourth grandchild is going to be one. So I am going to miss going to the Eucharistic Congress, but that's okay. I'm so glad that we're having those exciting milestones. But I am having very unusual summer that my daughter, the neurologist, is going to be presenting a paper because she's in a fellowship. So she asked me to babysit two separate times this summer while she does that. And then her and her husband will be traveling to Europe to a wedding. So I get to babysit my grandson, Vincent, for a week, two separate times. So he'll be on my hip. So I'll be a grandmother with my grandson on my hip. But the good news is that my other three grandchildren will be in town for 6 weeks. So they'll be a nice buffer for Vincent while I babysit. So it's really exciting. And then my other granddaughter lives locally in Hoboken. So they'll all
nice.
Be together.
Wow.
Four of the grandchildren live one in Houston, Vincent's in Houston, and the other three in Austin. So when they come for the summer, we go to the Poconos mostly. That's their summer home area.
Nice. That's where my sister lives. I love that. Nina, I'm sensing that there's an Italian heritage. Is there in your family?
Yes. Yes, I'm Calabrian. We're 100% Calabrian, like you. I think you said you're Calabrian too, right? It's really exciting.
Yeah, I was going to say family is everything, right? And so I just love that you are spending the time celebrating the grandkids and the baptism and just, wow, what an amazing summer you're going to have. I put your whole family in the book, just to let you know. And we love you back, Nina, because you said those kind words as you started the call.
I'm curious, if I may ask this, Nina, with all the grandkids, do you have a nickname? Do they call you something like Mama or anything like that?
So I am a Nona, but
Nona.
I went to see Vincent. I'll fly out to see Vincent for his first birthday on June 20th. So But he, last time I went to visit him, to babysit him 6 weeks ago, he actually called me Nana.
Nana.
So I'm not sure. He may be calling me Nana.
Yeah.
And Nana, which is my, the grandkids call my mother Nana.
Right.
So I don't know. That may stick, but my grandson Lorenzo calls me Nona already. No. So I am a Nona already, and my four-year-old grandkids call me Nona. So
beautiful.
Nona or Nana, I'll take it.
Well, I was just curious.
But, you know, when we get to...
Go ahead.
Fun.
Go ahead, Nina.
Sorry. No, we just... It's just when we get together in the summer, 6 weeks, the men like to grill out, and the women do the vegetables, and we're, you know, it's at the pool, and everybody golfs and plays tennis, and pickleball is the latest, funnest thing to do, and they're always teasing each other, and there's a lot of bantering back and forth, and just a really nice time to see the adult children getting along.
Okay, Nina, those are the family plans that I'm going to sneak up and just come into the backyard, and nobody will ever notice, Nina. I'll wear a hat, okay?
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yes. You're both welcome. We're right on the lake in the Poconos. It's just, it's very dreamy. It's lovely. And then we go back to the house in Ridgewood, and, you know, we're back and forth because my husband's a physician, so he likes to golf in New Jersey as well as the Poconos. It's a nice problem to have, we say. That's what we say.
Sure. Well, beautiful. Have wonderful times. Capture the memories, and you know, we just go with our prayers. Nina, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. Reason I asked about the nickname thing is because I just love grandparent nickname, how the grandparent nicknames evolve, you know?
Yeah.
Because
like
you got
Nona,
mama and daddy, and mommy and dad, mom and dad, mother and father. But then when the grandparent, you know, it's usually some derivative of that.
Yeah.
And like one of my brothers, Joe, I think his grandkids call him Pop.
That's what we used to, my kids pop, called pop. My father-in-law Pop Pop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the granddad, grandfather, grandma, that's another one. Glamma. There's all these creative names for grandmothers and grandfathers. I love it. Jerry, before we get back to the phones, I must share for everyone to join us for the World Over tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on EWTN radio and television. Tonight on the World Over with Raymond Arroyo, it will be Robert Royal and Father Gerald Murray, and they talk about the big news of the week from the Vatican and the church in the U.S. And actor, singer, director Robert Davi talks about the condition of free speech in Hollywood and his role in the upcoming film Reagan. And Jerry, there goes my document right there. I got it. Just came back. See, everything's online. And get the news from the world over in your email inbox every week. Visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe.
Okay. Having a great conversation here about summer plans. If you've got some you would like to share, there's still time to get you on the show. 833-288-3986. Just going to get over to social media and check that out real quickly here.
Mm-hmm.
Debbie watching on Facebook says, "Yay, Jerry, we're all going to be on the lookout for you at the Eucharistic Congress. Get ready for some selfies."
Oh, yeah. You'll find Jerry. He's usually...
Yeah, well,
EWTN's
going to have a big presence there. So I'm not officially going with EWTN. I'm going with my parish. But, you know, I have a feeling I'll be maybe hanging out at the EWTN, you know, locations a little bit. So,
well, maybe you could check in at the EWTN location and let them know if you're going to be, you know, coming by to say hi so people can say hi to you.
And our guardian angels can help us meet up, too.
That is very true. And that Jerry and I know that for sure. We've had that happen many times at conferences. So that guardian angels are amazing at keeping us connected. Okay, Jerry, Sophia in San Antonio, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. She's got some summer plans. Sophia, tell us about them.
Good morning, Jerry and Debbie. This is Sophia from San Antonio. My family and I were going to Canada this summer, actually next week, and we're going to see Niagara Falls. And I told my husband that I would love to visit Father Mark Goring at his church because I'm a big fan. So he went further than what I asked, and he called or contacted the parish office and to see if we could take him out to lunch or dinner, and he said yes. So we're going to take him out to lunch Yes, on June 16th. So, wow. and then we're going to go see the Oratory of St. Joseph that was made possible by Brother Andrew Bessette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. St. Andre, now St. Andre Bessette.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, Father Mark, you know, he's a smart priest, you know, get a lunch invitation. The answer is yes. You know, no debate on that. You know, if people want to take the priest out to lunch or dinner, I think that's a beautiful thing. And Debbie and I, one of our favorite places, Sophia, we've gone to Western New York, Buffalo area for many pledge drives at the Station of the Cross. And how many times, Debbie, we've gone to see Niagara Falls. It is it's just stunning, you know.
Especially from the Canada side, it is gorgeous. Absolutely. You're going to have such a blast, Sophia. You know, it's interesting you bring up Father Mark Goring. Please let him know that if you can, if you remember, that we, do you watch his YouTube?
YouTube? I do sometimes.
Oh, you do? Yeah, we watch his YouTube podcast. He's very good in how he communicates, and I just really love his passion about certain topics, Sophia. So that's going to be a blessed lunch that you're going to have.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Travel safely. Yeah, let us know how it goes.
That is so cool that he accepted the lunch date. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
I like when priests do that. That's really cool. Can we get to Lisa?
Yeah, we have time.
Okay, Lisa, Springfield, Missouri, Catholic Radio Network is the way you're listening. Hi, Lisa. Tell us your summer plans.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
I am planning sometime next month, August or September, I plan on moving back to North Carolina and get married.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I really believe this was all part of God's planning and his timing. We were supposed to get married over 17 years ago when I lived in North Carolina before. And there was some drinking involved and bad decisions that I made because of that. And I loved him. But we kept in contact over the years. He was a truck driver for a while, and he made sure to get a load out to Missouri to come see me 2 years ago. And we spent a whole week together, and we started talking. It's time. And I just came back from spending the weekend with him in North Carolina, and we decided we're going to do it. And I need to tie some things up here in Missouri. Then he's coming out here to come get me, and we're driving back.
Wow. That's how romantic.
And I think 17 years ago, I think it was God's way of saying, it's not time yet. It's not time. You can't do this. But us keeping in contact for 17 years off and on, and the feelings have not changed. And then when I went up there in North Carolina, it was like things how it used to be, but better, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. This is amazing. I put you, Lisa, and you, your future husband in our book, and all your plans of moving and the wedding plans and everything. I really want for you, because it sounds like you're very deep. Are you deep in your faith?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He was raised, you know, I'm Catholic. I was cradle Catholic, and I'm doing a world Bible study right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have anxiety and depression, so I don't go to church as often as I do, but me and my God, we talk all the time. Mm-hmm. We talk every day. Mm-hmm. And there's times where I feel like I'm going through the footprints, but I know he's there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Leroy, my fiance, doesn't have a problem with how deep I am in my religion. I know he has faith and he believes. You know, we talk about it. He just doesn't attend church regularly like I do.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know, but we both believe that it's all part of God's plan and his timing.
Mm-hmm. It sure sounds like it is, Lisa, definitely. And our encouragement to you would be just, you know, get together, love each other with all your heart.
Pray together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pray together. Yeah, spend that spiritual time together. And I, on your part, Lisa, you know, if he's not maybe quite that much practicing a religion or a faith, you be the prayer in the family, maybe not even, you know, without even knowing it really, but just ask the Holy Spirit to come and bind the two of you together, your hearts be united, and the Holy Spirit will lead both of you as one flesh. When you unite in marriage, you're one flesh. The Holy Spirit will lead you together where Jesus wants you to go. So thank you, Lisa. We're praying for you. Be safe, too. And Elizabeth in Porterville, California, going to finish the John Muir Trail. I wish we had time to hear about that, Elizabeth, but you hear the music, we are out of time for today's show. We apologize for that, but Debbie, we got a lot of good ideas.
A lot of great vacation plans. Thanks to the Take Two family. You guys are great. Thank you to the affiliates that carry this program, our show team, Matt, Michael, and Charles. You're incredible. Tomorrow is the Real Presence Show, Jerry, on the first Friday of June. So we talk all about the Eucharist. St. Norbert is the saint of the day. And until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.